current state. Back for Tuesday here on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. MLive's Angela Whitrock joins Current State every week for a quick look at area business and the economy. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Nice restful weekend.
Well, I ran the Bayshore Half Marathon, so
oh,
yes.
That was. You have an interesting definition of restful. Let's put it, how did you do?
I set a new personal best, and I missed my goal time for the year by 29 seconds.
Wow. And yeah. that was supposed to be, when's the last race of the year?
For me?
Yeah.
December.
December. So you've got a lot of time.
I have a lot of time to
knock
my
off
goal.
29 seconds off your half marathon time. We commend you. That's really cool. Let's talk about the Michigan Flyer first. The Tri-County Regional Planning Commission votes tomorrow on this federal subsidy that would presumably expand Michigan Flyer service to Southeast Michigan. What's the importance of that vote? Update that for us.
Well, the federal government has awarded Michigan Flyer the grant. If the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission does not approve it, basically their job is to rubber stamp all federal monies that come through the region, specifically for transportation and infrastructure things. If they do not approve it, that money will go back to the federal government, and some other community will be eligible to get that grant to do the same thing. So it's not really a case for this area of Michigan Flyer siphoning money away from a different project. It's for specifically that purpose, but there are lots of opposition. And I'm told by a very credible source that it's possible that the vote will go against the Flyer and that this won't happen.
Is that a testament to the influence the Capital Region International Airport has on the voting members of the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission?
Yes. I mean, okay. Mayor Bernero does appoint a good chunk of that board, and he is very much a proponent of the airport and not the Flyer.
Detroit's economic challenges have taken another dramatic turn with the news that emergency manager Kevin Orr is exploring the possibility of selling off artwork owned by the city at the DIA, the Detroit Institute of Art. It's triggered a pretty intense debate. What's the latest?
Well, the city owns the artwork at the DIA, but it's administered through the DIA nonprofit. There's some debate over how much of the art could possibly be sold if the city were to enter bankruptcy. This is all contingent on the city actually entering bankruptcy. It is theoretically possible that or the new emergency manager is sort of making the case for not pursuing bankruptcy. And really nobody wins in bankruptcy except the people who are owed money. So, you know, a hefty part of the collection is tied up in, you know, every time you get a piece of artwork from a foundation or a donor, they can attach conditions to it. Like, if this is ever sold, the money has to go to a gorilla charity. You know, so there are individual contracts on a lot of the pieces of art, but the art that is not subject to that could certainly be sold off. And the Free Press had a list of, 10 of the most, 10 of the pieces of art that could fetch the highest sums. You know, these are individual paintings that could fetch, $70 to $100 million at auction. I mean, this is serious money, but it's also, this is part of one of the reasons where people are trying to build Detroit back up as a cultural epicenter for the state. And without, the Rothkos and the Henri Matisse paintings, I don't think you can make that case anymore. So it would be really quite devastating.
We have heard a lot in recent years that cultural activity is an economic driver, is a driver of economies. It's an interesting conundrum to be in.
Right.
But there's opinions all over the place. There's an awful lot of, there's some percentage of people who are clearly appalled at this. L. Brooks Patterson, the Oakland County executive, commented to the Free Press, I believe, it would be a tragedy of immense proportion to take this asset, liquidate it, and put it toward the city debt. There's another commenter on the Facebook, on the Free Press's Facebook page that says the following, and I quote, "I surely hope the DIA collection isn't sold off to satisfy Detroit's debts. However, the idea that a notional exacting standard that is required by the public trust Trump's bankruptcy law is laughable. if an asset is owned by the city of Detroit, then it is at risk of being used to satisfy the city's debts. So, opinions all over the place. There's also news that as many as 2 million Bank of America customers, that would include some number of people listening to this program, may be losing various perks. What's this about?
Well, folks who had their mortgage through Bank of America, Bank of America recently sold about 2 million of those. I believe they were some of the, in the category of subprime or high-risk mortgages. And so folks who had those mortgages were also able to get free checking and certain services through Bank of America. Well, now that those mortgages are sold, they will no longer have those services, which is kind of a bummer if you really like your checking account.
That's right. Well, you'll be back on Friday for our Month in Review segment, which I'm looking forward to. Elaine Kulhanek of the Lansing State Journal joins us to review what happened in May. But today is, I'm sorry to say, your last business and economic segment here on Current State. We'll save the official goodbye for Friday, but quickly tell everybody what you're up to.
Well, as of June 3rd, I will leave MLive. Well, today's my last day at MLive. And June 3rd, we'll join the office of Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. I will serve as the Chief Deputy Clerk and Elections Coordinator. So real awesome nerd stuff that I'm really into, like campaign finance and elections and, you know, still public service as journalism is, but a little different.
Well, journalism's loss is a county government's gain.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you on Friday.
You will. Thank you.
MLive's Angela Whitrock here. We talk about business and the economy.